I'm in East Granby inside the Newgate prison walls, an appropriate place for me, with Chris Riley, the man responsible for keeping this place fascinating for folks like us.
First of all, the place started as a copper mine. They found a green rock. I don't know, maybe I can find one for you around here.
Green rocks.
You see the green?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All this?
It's actually copper.
That's copper.
Look at that.
1775, 76, you have a revolution.
Right.
Okay, you have a lot of Americans who are not on our side. They're on the British side.
Of course.
And they would be sent here, you know, almost on treason. Right. The men were supposed to receive a full pound of beef or 3/4 of a pound of pork, 2 pounds of bread, potato, or flour, an equal quantity of peas or beans, 1/2 pint of hard cider, if they're good, a double shot of rum.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is hard time, but it is not excessive time. We did have women here eventually.
Ah, I was going to ask you that question.
We had one woman here who was halfway famous. She chopped up her husband into little pieces, and then she came here, and they needed somebody to chop up the meat.
So. Oh, God. At least she was qualified.
Oh, yes.
Entrance to mine.
Entrance to mine. Now, this is the mine.
We're heading down a shaft cut into the hillside, down into the underground prison. The ceilings are low. There's water dripping. It's really a deep cave with passageways in all directions.
Okay, now, down under here, do you hear the echo? Do you hear the echo down there?
Have there been escapes?
Oh, yes, yeah. 10% of the people came in here got out.
That's not a bad percentage.
Now, this is my favorite room.
Have to duck down to get in here.
Yeah, this is solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement, great.
Yes, this is the dead end tunnel. Do you know any hymns or chorales or anything?
I wish I did. It's perfect for this room.
Wait a minute. You look here, you find a chain where the men were chained up.
Yes.
Here's the bowl of water. Can't show you the bread, but here's the water. Okay?
Okay. Okay, this is Jeff, and I've been left alone to see what it feels like to be alone in prison for a couple of minutes. Well, this isn't so bad. Okay, I'm ready now. Okay, I'm ready. Come out. Hello? Hello?
This has been the Traveling Radio Show. Serious nonsense since 1975. Goodbye.